Welcome back to the Real Relationship Report, where Dungeon and Shan discuss relationship-like topics, how we can improve the relationships, and how we can get better in the relationships. We are not picking the men over the women, and we are not picking the women over the men. We are giving you tools to be better in. Let's get into the show. This is episode 12.
What's up?
What's the word?
It's Friday.
It's
Friday.
Oh my gosh. Are you still single?
Technically, yes. verbally, we talk.
Same dude?
Yeah.
Is he getting it together?
I don't know if his mind be scared at the moment, so I'm not ready to make a decision because I'm not doing shit.
Nah, he definitely gotta come correct and come back and be ready.
Oh yeah, but I'm not rushing anything.
Yeah, it shouldn't be no. Oh, let me hurry this shit up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah. I know.
Yeah, you know I mean, we're not just letting niggas hang around no more, neither. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
So either way, one way or another, he got to get it together.
That's so funny. I didn't even tell him that we was recording tonight because I texted him like an hour ago when I was going to the store with the girls and I was like, why are you so quiet today? He was like, I'm just having a quiet day. Ain't nothing wrong with a quiet day. I said, okay. So since you having a quiet day, I ain't about to tell you come in the show. So.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I got my drunk with a glow got rescheduled to the end of this month.
Okay.
So we're gonna do a show on the 26th.
You know what the topic is, or you don't know yet?
Nah, not yet. I don't know.
Okay.
She's invited me on. I was like, oh, most indubitably.
Yeah.
I'm in there. Okay.
Her shows are pretty fun. Her topics are pretty good.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not sitting here trying to not expand the movement over here.
Perfect. Yeah.
But I'm looking at, I was like, how did we should be famous already. Because we started podcasting when podcasting was in its movement. We didn't come into this late. We got
there's a lane that moves faster for podcasters than others and is more drama friendly. Is more controversial. And I think because we do a show about relationships, but we don't do a show where we're hating on one side more than the other. So it's not going to grab enough attention for most people who like problematic shit.
But I mean, we should be able to have a fan base of people who like solutionary shit too. On a high level.
I feel like there is, but at the same time, this app has changed so much that a lot of people left it. And then when I come on here from time to time, it's a sprinkle of the same people and then new people who really don't know what they want to do.
Yeah, there's new people on here talking some book. That's why I don't come on here except for our shit no more. It ain't like it was back in the day where it was like late night shows that actually had good shit going on or interesting topics and good conversation. It's just people on here going like that barely know how to talk. I'm like, nah, I'm good on that. Like, I am not here for that. So that's kind of annoying, but I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think the same shit.
I think during the fall, I think it'll pick up with more people.
I've heard the same shit Joe Budden does, we could easily do.
Yes, but
relationship
but
level.
His show is problematic.
Find some whore that used to be a video vixen and add her to our panel. I'll find a white guy, and we'll get another nigga named Melted Ice and Dog Shit, and we'll put them on, and we got the same thing. Yeah. We'll call it the Shan Dungeon Podcast.
I don't know any single whores.
You don't know any single whores used to be video vixens? Come on now. They got some stories. Well, they don't even use her for that. They really just use her as a contributor, like, to their topics. You know, like, oh, yeah, I fuck this nigga. But nah, she's just, like, there to talk about what they're talking about.
Yeah. And a lot of people are onto, like, men podcasts sprinkling in a woman, thinking, oh, let's get woman listeners. But in reality, there's not a lot of women listeners for Joe Budden's podcast. Unless he says something blatantly disrespectful that goes towards women.
But I feel like our shit can be like tonight's conversation. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we could get that type of fan base because they're not on there. I don't feel like they're on there promoting drama. They're just answering questions about relationships.
They're not on there promoting drama, but for instance, when one of Joe's questions to one of his co-hosts is about something, and then they seriously say something that's important, like one of his co-hosts saying, I didn't say anything to anybody, but I've been battling cancer. And the camera hits Joe, and Joe's face is so disgusted that he would even bring that up.
Yeah,
like that, sir, you are problematic because
yes,
that whole moment was why men don't say shit or don't talk about important shit with people they be around all the time. Because he has no empathy built in to people's shit. Like when he asked the other guy who he brought on there that's really smart, I can't remember his name right now. And he was like, if you don't mind me asking him, why are you going to therapy? You got all this money, why are you going to therapy? And he was like, to be honest with you, that's part of it. Like, a lot of people depend on me. I have to do a lot for a lot of people. And I'm trying to balance it all. And while he was explaining it, Joe's still sitting there looking at him like, the problem?
Yeah.
That's just him. That's just him.
I mean, I get it. They got their niche and their fan base for like.
But I feel like we could do it. I just have to think who can like pop in with like a different energy that can also bring more to an audience that be on here. Because everybody, this is the thing too. A lot of people that were on here, they had time and it wasn't consumed with the fact that my time is taken elsewhere because I got to spend more money. Now everybody got to spend more money on shit, which makes them busier, so they can't even tap in when they want to.
Yeah. Like I said, when we started, everybody was unemployed.
Right.
So you could be on here till 2-3 in the morning on a Monday or Tuesday, and it wasn't no big deal. But now it literally is like weekends. You know what I mean? And, you know, got to keep it short and sweet. So, you know what I mean? So, I get it. But it's just something like,
But we can work on it. We can still do more YouTube.
Our YouTube. People like the YouTube shit. Especially what I've been hearing. They're like, yeah, YouTube shit fire. So, I'm like, we trying to let y'all see our faces, you know? Mm-hmm. And we still have the same subject matter. You know, the last joint was dope.
Yeah.
So, it's... You know, it works. We just gotta, figure out our thing as far as how to expand. Because I'm just like, there's no way we got all this work and we're not being recognized for something. Like, it ain't like we just started. we are years in. Years. Not even 2-3
Psst. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right.
You were almost at a halfway to 10 year. You know what I'm saying? Like, period.
So, been a minute.
Yeah, so like, we got to figure something out. Oh, man.
Okay. I'll work on that. On the conversation. What's the black guy? Okay. Anything interesting happening with you this week?
Nah, this week was pretty smooth. I just been recuperating from getting this new truck and mm-hmm. spending all that money. So, you know, yeah. I took my girl, had taken my girl somewhere, then bought the truck, then mm-hmm. it was rent. So now this time I'm like, all right. I gotta sit down for like a month and a half. just recuperate money. Look,
tell me before all the holidays start coming in.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. But I mean, I have my annual cookout, Negro Appreciation. That happened, yeah. So that was more money. After that, I was like, I'm not spending any more.
I feel it.
Like my girl has been at my house heavy, and that's it. We just been, you know, she been going to work, coming home. We're doing inside dinners mm-hmm. and all that good stuff. But she understood. I mean, she saw what I did. She was there when I bought the truck. So yeah. She knows, like, oh, yeah, now he been spending mad money. So he got to chill out. So, you know what I mean? And like, obviously, she knows I took her to that resort the week before. Mm-hmm. That was an easy 1,000 and some change just thrown out on that. And that was mm-hmm. before. Responsibly, I shouldn't have even done that before I bought the truck. But the truck was, you know, improvise, because that's how you always kind of buy a car.
All right, let's get this topic started. This is episode 12. So I wanted to do the 7-year itch. Some people know about it, some people don't. But it really pertains to like long-term relationships. Uh-huh. When they start, I think people have their momentum, they have their things that they like to do together, and then those relationships, the longer you in them, it starts to lessen in like care, empathy, uh-huh. attraction, curiosity,
And then that may lead to cheating. Or that may lead to you just not trying anymore. Because instead of you think about all the great things that come with this person, you thinking about how this person gets on your nerves more. And it doesn't have to be that way. So in tonight's episode, I want to focus on saving your relationship from a disaster when it starts to get a little older, like 5, 7 years, 8 year mark. What are some things you should be doing or you should remember to do to avoid that? Because now it's kind of like, a lot of people think they're in the relationship for the same reason. And if you don't talk to a person and watch their actions, you might be in a relationship with the illusion that, oh, they want the same things I want. When in reality, they're waiting you out. In reality, they don't want to pay their rent 100%, or they don't want to pay for a car note and insurance and tags each year. But they like to ride in a car instead of a train where you live. Or they don't want to take the bus and you're just convenient. Mm-hmm. And it sounds so fucked up to hear. But today you have to call a thing a thing. A lot of people are with people for survival.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are sitting in a relationship that's been dead for months, for years. But they're there based on survival. I don't have to worry about shit with them. And even if they are doing shit, I don't even like them like that. But I can act like I do.
And can we throw something in there?
Yeah.
On the strength of it. First of all, why the fuck are you dating people that ain't used to paying bills? Mm-hmm. I would never date. I don't care how bad a bitch is. And you should not care how bad a nigga is. Yeah. Like, we always talk about how you only date people that have been through something in life?
Right.
And, like, have had experiences and, you know, how do you survive loss? How do you survive, you know, failure? How do you overcome that? What do you do? Why would you date someone who comes to you and says, I need you to pay, I don't know how to pay none of these bills? If they didn't know how they're going to pay their bills before they met you, why would they know how to pay their bills after they met you? And why would you think that a piece of pussy or some dick is good enough to pay bills for? I want you to understand this and hear me fucking clearly. I don't believe anyone on this planet is good enough for me just to pay to be around them. Because that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And people need to start looking at it like that. You're paying for somebody's company.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yo, I'll fucking suck you as long as you pay all my bills. I'll be like, don't nobody fucking suck me for paying my bills.
Right.
I'll fucking suck myself. I get to fucking suck because I pay bills. But that's because I pay all my bills. I've never, ever came to a woman and said, would you please let me fucking suck you if I pay your bills? Now, right. That's different from what you do at a strip club when it's, you know, you in there and helping somebody pay their phone bill. Because you can grope on them for a little bit. That's different.
Right.
But just to date and be in a real relationship and be like, hey, for you to acknowledge me and let me, you know, bust my nut every now and then, you know, I'm going to pay for everything. No, I'm not. I'm going to certainly am not.
But this is the thing. When it comes to, because men and women do this, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
We talked about the women who go out their way to pick up a project. Which is like a man who's not able to stand on his own and you basically come in his life and you take care of him and you think that's going to keep him, right?
Uh-huh.
But there's also men who meet a woman and then how they think they're going to keep her attention is talking about all the things she's not going to have to do for herself because he'll do it. Or, you know, your man don't even do this for you. I could do that for you. You start off the relationship and you giving this woman $100 a week just because. Or you putting gas in her car. Or you, whenever Friday come, you sending her cash. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're doing all of these things, and you think by month 7 of you dealing with this person, they're not going to think that should be a regular or more? You're not going to think that should be... It's like, when you meet a woman, you take her to the best restaurant in the city at the beginning. You think you're going to be able to downplay that years later? You're not. She's going to be looking for something better because she's going to be doing more in your life with you. So I think a lot of people shoot themselves in the foot when they meet people and they put on this idea of what the relationship may be like, because we're just talking and you're doing all these great things for me. It's a Saturday afternoon and you came in with a bouquet of roses that have to cost nothing less than $150. What do you think I'm going to want on my birthday? What do you think I'm on Christmas? And so it goes back to that old saying, don't start no shit that you can't keep up.
Don't start no shit, won't be no shit.
Okay, and a lot of men and women try to keep a person's attention by putting on this idea of what this relationship could be. And then once you get a person and you stop doing those things, and then you wonder why they're treating you a certain way or they're not interested anymore, is because you sold them a version of you that you couldn't keep up. And not for nothing, just because you were in a relationship with somebody that did above and beyond shit doesn't mean you get to get out of that relationship and meet somebody else and demand higher shit than that last person did.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's happening. I think people are meeting people that might be a little bit insecure and think, the only way I'm going to keep this person texting me or answering my phone calls is me by doing things for them that other people are not going to do off tops. And then, and that's where what you said comes in, where you're buying this person. Because this person would never talk to you if you didn't Cash App the money. This person would never talk to you if you didn't Apple Pay them. This person would never talk to you if they didn't know they were going to be able to get their nails done if they called you and they kiki'd with you or they went out on dinner. And I tweeted this week on Twitter and I said, I do not feel sorry for women who take gifts, trips, dinner dates, money, get their bills paid by men they don't like or they're not. Because every time you take something from people like that, that's a yes in their eyes. That's they want me in their eyes. That's they like me in their eyes. So if you don't like them, if you don't want them, stop using them. And that's what people don't want to talk about. People don't want to talk about the fact that this person been paying your bills for the last 5 months. That's why they won't stop calling you. That's why they keep coming to your desk at work, is because you're taking something from them and they feel like they have a right to be in your space and be in your life in a certain way because you're doing these things. So don't turn to your friend and be like, oh my gosh, here comes this annoying man. I don't know why he keeps coming over here. Bitch, because he's been supporting you for the last 5 months.
Yeah, he's paying your fucking bills. Of course he's going to come and be like, hey, what's up?
Yes. Women, like, I don't know what happens in women's heads where they feel like this man that's been in jail for the last 3 years is only talking to me, is only excited about me, only wants to see me when they come out. What?
That's hilarious.
So I think people love to see people at peace, chill, happy, beautiful, sexually, and okay with singleness. And then they say, hey, I want to talk to you. Hey, I want to call you. Can I call you? And then I'm just like, okay, cool. You can call me. You can talk to me. I want to date you. Okay. That was fast. I want to date you exclusively. Well, when you want to date somebody exclusively, then all of their exclusive wants and needs are going to fall upon you. And it's kind of like, are you up for that shit? If you want to be together with somebody, you have to be sure. If you want to be with somebody for 2 or 4 years, that is not going to come with every day, I like this person. That is not going to come with every day, this person makes me feel great. It's not going to come with no problems, because eventually what you are able to not show a person, they're going to see.
Yeah.
Eventually, what you are able to hold back, they're going to hear.
Mm-hmm. So
if you start the relationship or getting to know somebody and you are dating them, and then you get to a point where you're dating less, or you show them affection less, or y'all are intimate in a lesser way, y'all don't talk as much. And I think what really ruins this fast is people who are dating and still getting to know each other, and then y'all move in together.
Oh, yes. I know that for a fact.
I think that's the worst thing you could do, is move in together with somebody just because y'all and y'all likes it.
It is most certainly the worst thing you could do. Because one, it is solving killing two birds with one stone. And okay, look, this is going to help me lower my bills, and I like this person, so now I can date them and be closer to them. All you're doing is calling for immediate annihilation in your relationship. Because I ain't never even seen nobody that worked out well for.
Yeah. Like, the silence is going to increase because you're going from having all this time in between seeing somebody or calling somebody to this person feeling entitled for you to call them.
Uh-huh.
Feeling like, oh, you're watching a show? You can't watch the show when the show come on. You gotta wait till Wednesday when I'm off so we can watch it together. Why?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you went from living a life, liking somebody, being able to make time to see this person. You weren't obligated to call this person in the morning. You weren't obligated to call this and take this person on lunch. You weren't obligated to buy dinner for two. Now you got to buy dinner for two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like, if you're going to wash your car, the polite thing to do is ask this person that you with, do you want your car washed? And then your mind just like, please say no, please say no. And they'd be like, yeah. So now that's more money and that's more time for you to do. And then this relationship that used to be easy, because you could delegate when you were going to have to see this person. You can put in your mind, okay, let me put money to the side for our date on Saturday. Uh-huh. And let me focus on myself all week. Now this person is in your face every fucking day. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you buying an extra dinner, an extra breakfast, an extra car wash, an extra movie ticket. It stacks up.
It certainly does.
Okay, and if you're with a woman, because most of the time it's a woman, if you're with a woman who loves to brag about how my man does everything, I don't have to do this and I don't have to do that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the weight is on you heavy.
Please believe it. Please believe it.
And that's what I think goes over women's head when they be like, you know, he said he want me in his life. He said he want this, he want that. But I offered that once my lease comes up, we can live together and it'll be easier. Easier for who?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Easier for who? Because no, it's going to be harder for him to have one-on-one time. It's going to be hard for him to think the vacation is actually going to be a vacation, because you've been in my face for the last 4 months and I'm just going somewhere else to spend more money on both of us.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So because I'm on the outside looking in on relationships, and I know what men put out as far as like how they want to treat the lady that they with, I understand why men are resistant to the engagement. I understand why men don't want to move in together. I understand why he really wants to know, when are you going home to your apartment? You've been here all week. I understand that, because... Uh-huh. I'm maybe not I've never lived with the man I was with before, but I've been at their place for like 4 days. I've been at their place. I spent back-to-back weekends with them, and they're just like, damn. So I gotta work. So what are you going to do this weekend? That's a clue that he wants your ass to go home.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, yeah, we'll give you the hint because we don't want to say it.
Yeah.
Excuse me. We don't want to say, why are you here so much? So we'll just say things like, hey, don't you need to go check your water heater? You know, like, when was the last time you seen your mom? You know what I mean? Like, just let you know, like, all right, come on now. Like, what is it? You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody, for the most part, we're not bothered by being around you, but sometimes we just be like, all right, it's the weekend. I was with you last weekend. I want to chill with the fellas this weekend. Or I want to have, and you should easily be able to have that, just like she should easily be able to have a girl's night out. You know what I mean? So it shouldn't be a problem, but you also don't have to do it. You can just, if you got a kind of communication that you're supposed to have in your relationship, you should be like, hey, babes, I know you've been here all week, but Friday night, I'm going out with the fellas, so you might want to stay home. And she should be all right. If she's a healthy, mentally healthy person, she should be, okay, that's no problem, babe. I'll stay home. Because why not?
That's what you want. You want to be with a woman who got shit going on for herself.
Exactly.
Because a woman that got shit going on for herself, she's not concerned about why you playing the game for the last 3 hours. She's not concerned about how long you're going to be out with your friends. She's not concerned about the fact that you left for work at 5 a.m. and it's 6 o'clock and you're not home yet. She'll check in and be like, you good?
Yeah, and exactly.
Yeah,
but I still care about you.
Right. But when you live with somebody and you don't go out with your friends as much and you didn't leave work and go to the bar with your coworkers because you got a man at home, and you come straight home and they're not there, you start to resent that their schedule is not matching up with your schedule. And so that starts to become a problem. It's just like, find something else to do. Like, when I tell you, being with a busy man is better than being with a man that has too much fucking free time.
You better believe that.
Because when you have too much fucking free time, you're thinking, oh, I got all this free time. She hasn't called me or she hasn't come over here yet. What are you doing?
Mm-mm. Oh, you must be cheating on me. But yeah. No, I could also just be busy like you should be.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And if you're super busy, then when y'all do make time to spend that time together, y'all ain't on y'all phone. Y'all not talking to other people while y'all together. You can focus on the movie. Y'all can focus on cooking together and actually having a conversation and enjoying that time instead of feeling like, damn, bitch, I saw you this morning. You came at my job. You had lunch with me. Now you rushing me home to get home so we can eat dinner at the same time. And then now you decided my night. You telling me that we going to do this, we going to do that. I didn't want to do that.
That's
and so I personally appreciate space and time away. And for me, I don't know if I would ever care that a man tells me, oh, you want to go out on Wednesday? In my mind, I'm thinking like, okay, what I got to do to get ready so we could go out wherever we're going on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But if you call me and be like, hey, we're not going to be able to do X, Y, and Z tonight. In my mind, I'm excited. Yes, I didn't want to go. But if I say I don't want to go out loud to something that you really want to do or go to, it sounds like I'm being a bitch. But sometimes during the week, I don't want to do shit. Sometimes I might miss you, but that doesn't necessarily mean I need you to be in my face.
Exactly.
Like, it is okay to miss somebody and not have to be in their face. It is okay to be like, all right, after I do X, Y, and Z, I'll call you but I need to do this at this time. Okay, cool. You made time for me. We made time for each other. Good night. Like, I don't care if you were up late and we didn't talk. Did I talk to you today? Cool. I don't care. Like, if I was up late and I didn't talk to you and I was just scrolling or doing shit on the computer, that's what the fuck I was doing. It's not about me sitting on the phone talking to somebody else. Because you start to think, because you're together with somebody, their time and their free time has to be your time. And if it's not your time, something fucked up is going on. That's not real.
Not at all. And it's kind of crazy to think like that.
Yes. So when you're with somebody, what really drags out that 7 years and that relationship being long-term and makes it really dry is the fact that y'all individual one-on-one time, it lessens. It's non-existent. When you want to go on vacations because you're around each other so much, it doesn't feel like a vacation. It just feels like a new expensive place you're with the same person you with all the fucking time. And y'all probably arguing about dumb shit. Or...
let me tell you something. You, red flag if y'all arguing on vacations. You need to stop that shit.
Listen!
You should... why? That's it. First of all, we don't spend too much money. Whatever yes. we're arguing about can wait till we get back to America.
Put a come smile on that we, fucking face.
Yeah, be thing. Happy. Get these free drinks, food, and let's fuck. Like, shut up. And I'm going to try and hear all that. What are we talking about? Is it, when money's involved and that kind of money is involved? Oh, no. We're not arguing. We're going to be very peaceful and vibing this whole time. I'm not here to do the same shit we can do at home for free. We do shit for home for free.
Yeah.
We're not doing that in another country that costs us $1,500 each. Right. What are we talking about?
Like, that's your prime time to be spontaneous. Because I feel like when you're with somebody for a long time, that can stop. And once spontaneous things in any relationship, I don't care how fucking long it is for me, once spontaneous things stop, my pussy's dried up. Because I don't like knowing what's going to happen all the fucking time. I don't like knowing what next week is about to be like with you. That's why I'm just like, if I ever get married, that man has to understand who I am to the point where there's nothing really predictable about what you're going to say, what you're going to do, and you better try something new week to week, month to month. Because I get bored.
Nope. See, that's where I have to stop. We gotta stop. First of all, you bored niggas, get the fuck out of here with all that shit. Like, there are some people who like structure and predictability in their relationship. It doesn't mean that you have to not do nothing. It's just there are people who are like, hey, you know what? I don't mind knowing that every week this man does this on this day and that, because also it's similar to dating a nigga in prison. You know where he is and what he's going to be doing, and a lot of women love that feature. Now, this board thing, I'm about to host a whole episode on this. If all of you women and men who say that, do not grow the fuck up and understand that you are too old to be talking about you bored. If you're no. You had too much going on in life. You need to be getting your colon checks. You need to be doing a lot of shit you need to be doing to make sure you even going to be around and be bored for the next fucking 10 years.
Yes.
I understand, like, 20-year-olds, cool. I get it. Y'all get bored. Y'all understand what life is about. Y'all ain't got shit going on. Us late 30s and 40-year-old people, there's no reason for boredom at this point unless your nigga or woman is really sitting around doing nothing.
No, there are levels to boredom. I'm not talking about, oh, all you did this work is you went to work. And yes, we had breakfast together. I'm talking about every day is the same fucking
thing. No, yeah, so you gotta say that specifically, because there's gonna be people.
That's what I mean.
There are people who listen to this and be like, oh, see, even Shan get bored. So that means I didn't know that's
Like, if I'm with somebody and I know Monday you gonna do this, you will come home at this time, we gonna eat this. I know exactly what we gonna eat because you super picky. You don't even want to try shit. And we always eating the same shit. Wednesday, you gonna pick up your dry cleaning. I know where you gonna be at 3 o'clock. 2 a.m., you're going to wake up and you're going to want your dick sucked because you always want your dick sucked at 2 a.m. I used to talk to a man who always fucked at the same time at night. You know how fucking bored I was?
Well, first of all, that's weird. And two, these people seem to have some form of OCD or Asperger's. So you might need to avoid those type of people. But yeah, I thought you meant like bored, like, yo, this week you didn't do nothing exciting. And it's like, yeah, who cares? Like, it's this week.
I my work is mundane. I know I clock in at 9:45. I know my lunch is going to be around 1:15 to 2 o'clock. I know where my 15 might be. And I know that I'm going to clock out at 6:10. That's mundane. Great. That's work. I don't want my relationship to be so mundane that I know every time something's going to happen, what it's going to be. Week to week, you can't tell me you can't go to a new store together randomly. Go to a new restaurant.
Oh, of course. Some,
you know what I'm saying? It's effort. Oh, what time you got to do this on Tuesday? Okay, cool. I don't have to be in work until this. Meet me at that new coffee shop on such and such street.
So you know what that is? It's two things then. We can't just say it's getting bored. It's also somebody getting comfortable. So yes, you need that needs to be, you can't get bored or comfortable. Yes. That's what that is right there. Like the mundane, and then there's somebody else going, oh, she cool with me just doing the same thing every day. No. Like, first of all, I wouldn't even be comfortable with, like, I would be aware that I'm like, yo, if I keep doing the same shit, like even with not being able to take my woman out on dates because I spent way too much money doing shit that life required. These past few weeks, I make her know, like, yay, don't think I forgot going out on dates. I look, you know, I've been broke these past couple weeks. After I get this shit back, we good. And she's like, oh no, I know, babe. So like she gets it. So you, but I also let her know, like, I'm not just getting comfortable. The only reason we have me going out is because I ain't got no money to go out. I'm not gonna ask you to spend money to go out because that's not what our game plan is. You know what I mean? Like, we can wait till I get some free funds and then we'll go. We'll start hitting the you know, the little lounges up, jazz clubs, whatever. But right now, we gotta sit our asses in and watch these movies and fuck.
And that's compromising, and that's understanding, and that's communication. But also, people have to get out their minds and think about, you could knock a few birds out with one stone. You could knock that intimacy is missing. You could knock that quality time is missing. And you could knock that date shit out that's missing, even if funds is low. You're not going to sit here and tell me you don't have
$20. Exactly, yeah.
Go out and get ice cream instead of y'all take the car, walk.
Yep. I did that shit last weekend. That's exactly what we did. Walk to the park, I was like, yo.
Have conversation, walk back. You knocked three birds out with one stone. It's the effort. It's like, because shit like that be how people be in a relationship that's dying or lessening in interest and curiosity. They meet a new bitch down the street. They meet up for coffee and they go to the park and they talk. And then they both leave and go their separate ways. And you thinking about that one coffee date and talking in the park to this bitch that you're not with. Because it was random, it was spontaneous, and it took effort. And all you really had to do was do that with the person you with.
And you spent $16.
Yes!
Like, what are we talking about?
It's nothing. And that's really what I mean when I say bored. Bored in the fact that there's no effort here. There's no thought given anymore. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of person that if I'm with somebody and they think, oh, you know, this anniversary is coming up or this birthday is coming, I'm not the person where you need to take me to the best restaurant. You need to get me the biggest bouquet of flowers. You need to get me the prettiest piece of jewelry you could find. I'm a sentimental person. You could be like, I'm a surprise her and take her to that spot that we met at. I'm gonna surprise her and take her to this place that she wanting to go, but I didn't tell her directly I was gonna take her, and she don't know that we going there today, and just be there. It's thoughtful shit that get me. So when people be like, oh, I did all of this for this girl and she still don't pay me no attention and she still don't like me, it's because the bitch never liked you in the first place. She just knew you was somebody that was gonna spend money. And that's why I tell men, like, just because you spend money on a bitch doesn't mean she's locked in with you. You just another man that spent money on her. There's nothing like truly amazing about that.
Facts. Everybody got money. Well, not everybody, but you know what I mean.
And just because you have money and you got a pretty girl that's giving you attention right now doesn't mean you're not lame, because that woman also knows if you weren't giving her money or giving her some type of oomph to her lifestyle so she could brag about it and not put you in the picture or put you in the video, she wouldn't pay you no fucking attention. So there's a lot of lame men who have money who take out women, give them a good time, and they still get played with because she doesn't like you. She likes the lifestyle you could give her.
That's facts.
I just want people, like, if you do want to show somebody that type of effort, if you do want to give somebody, like, great things and nice things and take them nice places, make sure you're doing it with somebody that fucking deserves it. Yeah. Somebody who, like, if you couldn't take them to that restaurant that's going to cost y'all $700 that night, mostly you, because you're probably gonna be the one paying for it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you take somewhere and spend $50 and y'all have a good time, make sure that's the woman you spend in that $700 on.
Exactly.
Because I don't get it. I never liked the man and was like, but you didn't take me to this restaurant, so you're not getting a second date, or I'm not talking to you because you didn't buy me this. If it ever comes down to the fact that you gotta buy me something or you gotta take me somewhere specific for me to give you attention, I don't fucking like you.
Yeah. Well, that type of man is not a real man if he's actually saying that.
At all.
I would never actually, like, think he was a real man if he was like, oh, you didn't take me here, then I can't fuck with that. But, like, nigga, you're a grown adult and this is what you're talking about?
Right. And so, like, if both of y'all are in this long-term relationship and y'all both feel less appreciated, why are y'all not having a conversation about what has changed or what needs to improve?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are y'all not talking?
Say again?
If you feel, like, emotionally distant with this person, why do you feel emotionally distant? When the hell did that start? If the dynamics in the relationship have changed and y'all never prepared to not have this much money, that's a conversation. If the kids are older and y'all not spending more time together, that's a conversation. If one of y'all or both of y'all taking care of sick parents or one of y'all parents died a few months ago, that's a conversation. Like, you can't give somebody an expiration date or when they just gonna have to get happy again. Because that doesn't happen. But you have to be understanding that you are in a relationship. You did have a loss. You are allowed to grieve. But you also are with somebody who wants to feel seen, wants to spend time with you. If you feel fucked up, they feel fucked up if they care about you. So it's not something that's just affecting and happening to you. You have to have, like, the mindset that, okay, what can I do to still show, like, our relationship has a pulse?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Like, it's a certain level of awareness. If one of y'all or both of y'all are having a midlife crisis, call a shit a shit. You know, if you feel like, I feel like this week I'm about to spend money on something stupid. You got to talk me out. And if I lean over and be like, okay, show me this stupid shit that you're looking at. depending on what our life's like, I might go half on you about the stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? But you have to communicate that. I don't want to come home and see a Corvette in the driveway and we got two kids in college.
Yeah, exactly. Like, going through a midlife crisis, be like, you about to go through a midlife fucking unconsciousness. You keep playing with me, stupid.
You know, and this is another thing people got to think about. A lot of people like to be with people with the age gap.
Uh huh.
What if one of y'all retired early and the other one didn't?
Yep.
What if one of y'all want to go on that cruise for a week and the other one can't come because you can't put that PTO in? What if one of y'all want to go travel with your other retired friend and the person you with can't stay the full 2 weeks? They got to come home early. Like, you have to understand what that dynamics is going to be like. And a lot of people are not prepared for that because y'all didn't plan together. Y'all planned separately, and then y'all just put y'all lives together. So I think you have to be always checking in with your person. I think checking in with the person becomes easier when y'all live separately because you have to show that effort for it to actually happen. When you're with someone and you see them every day, and you know what they do, and you know what they need, and you pay this, they start to become part of the checkoff list. But the thing is, people are not supposed to be on a checkoff list with you. It's supposed to be something organic. So if you put in, talk to my wife about her day between paying Chase and your car insurance. Just because you talked to her doesn't mean it was quality time. You know?
Exactly. And that sounded like it was forced.
Yes, and you can't do it because it's not something organically that you wanted to do. And I feel like when it comes to long-term relationships and you being around a person for a long time or you knowing them for a long time, you start to think there's nothing new that I need to learn about this person because I know everything. And the reality is nobody knows everything about nobody. There's something the person that you're with doesn't know about you. There's something that you don't know about the person that you're with. And y'all could be together for 7 years. Y'all could be together for 15 years. There's something about that person, as even with as much time as you spent with them, you've been around their family, there's something that you don't know that you still should be peeling back layers on. And I feel like if you really care about a person and you genuinely want to grow with a person, there should be nothing in you that stops wanting to find that out. And when you get to a point where you're beginning to not care and you don't want to find out anymore, that's when problems start coming up. Stupid ass arguments, less grace, less empathy. Yeah. You know, you start feeling entitled for them to do the things that they wanted to do for you. You should be always willing to do that thing that they like, vice versa. But once you feel like somebody doesn't want to do that anymore, or you got to pull teeth for it to get done, that's when you know, I need to check in.
Yeah.
We need a reset. Somebody need to come pick these kids up. You could do a fucking staycation.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing. Like, it's effort that people are missing. It's that want to that people are missing. And I'm not going to be a contradiction and be like, and tell you all these things, because I've dealt with someone over 15 years, but not at the level of living with them, being around them every fucking day of those 15 years. But even with that, y'all got to do some new shit or you're going to lose that want. You got to try with a person, and you got to be willing to see that person as not being fucking perfect. Because if you with somebody 7 years plus, you're going to see, oh, this person's not perfect. These are their cons and these are their pros. But even with those cons, they're workable for me.
Well, I mean, your common sense for that person is no matter how long you've been with them, you should have also known that they're not perfect. You as a human are incapable of being perfect. So if you're even in that thought pattern, you are problematic. Because everybody knows that there's no such thing as the perfect spouse or you finding the perfect mate or anything. Because they're all going to have flaws. As you have flaws, so you can't look for that. It's unacceptable for you to even be looking for perfection.
Exactly. You know how people be like, they be grown and their parents been together for like 30 years and they celebrating their anniversary and they being like super, just like really lovey-dovey all the time. And it's like, oh my God, look at y'all. Y'all make me sick. That should be the fucking goal. That should be the goal for us to still want each other like this. Or playfully do shit with each other still, and y'all grown as hell, and we done had you in this house since y'all was babies.
Yeah.
Like, that's an amazing thing to see. So, yeah. If you in a relationship long term, and y'all getting that 7-year itch where y'all feel like something need to change, or you need something new, it means you need to do something new. Because ain't nothing more annoying than being with somebody who's down for you, knowing all your pros and cons, and you thinking you about to go outside and find something better. You're not.
Shit's trash out here. Y'all might as well give up on that.
You're not. Listen to all the married people that work with at work. Uh-huh. And then go out on dates with these people. It's not what you think it is.
Shit is trash.
It's very trash.
Y'all should understand that there was a whole reason why I ran to get off the fucking market. Like, you think somebody running to be out of the market is just so wonderful dating people out here? No, these people are garbage.
Ain't no way.
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
If you trying to be single on purpose, it's either you got money to waste or time to waste. Money and time to waste. And your time is money. So you just got money to waste. That's why you want to be single. Because that's all it is. If you really outside. But if you're not really outside, being single is it's not terrible, but it does require effort to start that shit back up. But yeah. Those are my thoughts. We got 4 messages. Let me play them.
I'm kind of confused about the topic. Does that mean what is 7 years penis or 7 inches? I'm probably have something on that.
Well, clearly, whoever asked that question is on a short bus. Next message.
I'm just explaining all this overtime work.
What?
Can't hear that. Nigga got a broke phone. Must be in welfare.
People's schedule that don't mess up, mix up, is actually, like, not that bad. I know a freaking dirty monkey that schedules don't match. But, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully that stuff works out on itself, you know, because y'all find some free time at the end of the day. I mean, and I mean, it's important for that type. If it's 1 or 2 days, even if it's like every fucking day, I mean, it's great.
If your schedules don't match up all the time, that's fine. If you could get like 1 or 2 nights where y'all schedules align and y'all could do something together, that's great. But if you know, like, Friday night, they gonna be off and you gonna be off, you gotta take advantage of the fact that y'all gonna be off.
Oh, most certainly. If you're dating someone who doesn't want to spend any of their off time with you and coordinate that, then you two shouldn't be dating.
flag on the play, okay?
Like, you can have different coordinated schedules and work that time in, but if y'all don't have free time together, where it's like we both don't have to worry about going to work, then that means y'all are not aligned in the way you need to be, especially dating.
Right.
That's what I always say, you know. White girl, white girl.
Man.
You always let him get it in. He always tells us how much he loves a white girl.
He didn't bring this up tonight, but here we go.
He found a way.
Here we go. It's okay. But yeah, those are my thoughts. I don't know if you want to pick one of those topics that you sent me for the next show. We can, and I can schedule it for a Zoom if you want to. It's up to you. But we can schedule it. I said one of those topics that you sent me, we can schedule it for the next show.
Oh, yeah. Let's do the... Hold on, let me see.
We got the 29th or the 22nd. Which one you want to do?
Let's do the Spark one. Is that gonna be a YouTube or that's gonna be on here?
YouTube.
All right, cool. Panel or just us?
You can do it.
Yeah, for most part, YouTube should probably be panels because that's different from what we do on here. Like we should always have like a guest on or two guests. To get that experience. So, yeah, you find, let's do the opposite. I find a woman and you find a man.
Okay.
For that episode. All right?
All right.
All right, so the next episode is going to be the spark joint.
Gotcha.
And we're doing the opposite sex. I get a woman, you get a man.
All right. Okay.
And that's for when? What weekend?
Let's do the
29th. Are you working? Okay, yeah, because September is heavy birthday weekend.
Okay.
All right.
We're out of here. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. All that good shit.
Catch y'all on the flip side.
Bye.
Thank you for checking out the Real Relationship Report. My name is Shan. And my co-host Dungeon, we appreciate you. If you would like to subscribe to the podcast, do so on your favorite podcast app. Please leave a review and you can DM me at ShanBePodden. And you can check out ShanBePodden.com and Bonfire for store merch. We appreciate you. Every listen matters to us. You can find us on Stereo app if you want to log on and make yourself an avatar and get to the conversation. Or you can check us out at Shan and Pods on YouTube. Peace.